The board of Aer Lingus has confirmed that it has received a revised takeover offer from IAG, the parent company group of British Airways. The statement says it is offering to purchase Aer Lingus at a price of €2.55 per share. Our business editor, David Murphy.
This statement stops short of recommending that shareholders accept the latest takeover offer from IAG. Instead, it says the board of Aer Lingus is considering the bid. It means IAG, which is led by Willie Walsh, is a step closer to making an acceptable offer. His previous two offers were rejected. The bid would have to be accepted by the Irish government, which owns 25%, and by Ryanair, which owns almost 30%. Much will depend on Mr. Walsh's plans for growing Aer Lingus and whether it convinces the government that a takeover is in the public interest.
The leader of the far-left Greek party Syriza, Alexis Tsipras, will begin talks to form a government today after his party won an historic victory in the general election last night. Syriza swept to power on a campaign to end austerity and to renegotiate the country's debt. With most of the votes counted, Syriza has won 149 seats, just short of an overall majority. The euro has fallen to $1.10 on news of the result, its lowest level in 11 years. The result will dominate today's meeting of Eurozone finance ministers in Brussels. From Athens, our Europe correspondent Tony Connolly.
Syriza's victory could mark a decisive shift in the ongoing Eurozone debt debate. Speaking before jubilant supporters last night, Alexis Tsipras said it would bring an end to the programme of budget cuts and reforms, which he referred to as, quote, the memorandum of catastrophe. Greece was now leaving behind fear and authoritarianism, humiliation and suffering. During the campaign, Mr. Tsipras promised to cut the country's €320 billion debt in half. He now says the new Greek government would be ready to negotiate with its Eurozone partners what he called a new sustainable solution. Although Syriza has fallen just short of an overall majority, the scale of the victory, just over 35%, will significantly alter the balance of political opinion in Europe about how to restore economic growth. It will strengthen the hand of those also in the centre-left, like the French President François Hollande and the Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, who have argued that austerity had run its course. The reaction from Berlin has been muted so far. A senior figure in Chancellor Merkel's CDU party is quoted as saying Greeks had turned away from austerity, but he warned against the breaching of Greece's bailout agreements. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Athens.
Forecasters in the United States are warning of blizzards along some areas of the East Coast today and tomorrow. The U.S. National Weather Service forecast that up to 3 feet of snow could fall in New York. The storm is also expected to affect other states, including Massachusetts, New Jersey, Indiana and Pennsylvania. Airlines have cancelled hundreds of flights. The mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, described it as the biggest snowstorm in the history of the city.
We are facing most likely one of the largest snowstorms in the history of this city, in the recorded history of this city. So my message to all New Yorkers, prepare to be safe. Take every precaution. Now is the time to get ready for this extreme weather. Prepare for something worse than we have seen before.
The husbands of two women who died after giving birth at Sligo Regional Hospital are to meet the Minister for Health, Leo Varadkar, later today. Sean Rowlett and Michael Kivlahan are calling for assurances from Mr. Varadkar that measures are being taken to improve the safety of maternity units around the country. Our regional reporter, Theresa Mannion.
A verdict of medical misadventure was returned at both inquests into the deaths of Dara Kivlin in September 2010 and Sally Rowlett in February 2013. Dara died from multiple organ failure. Sally suffered a massive stroke. Both women had developed a severe form of preeclampsia known as HELLP syndrome, a serious but treatable condition. However, delays in treatment and a lack of continuity of care at consultant level were factors in their deaths. The HSE has apologised to both families for the shortcomings that contributed to their untimely passing. Sean Rowlett and Michael Kivlahan say lessons were not learned in the 4 years between the deaths of their wives. They're now calling on the Health Minister to ensure that the necessary steps are taken to make our maternity hospitals safe places to give birth.